What's up, homies? Brian Jones here, and in this episode, I kind of ramble a little bit about marketing and coaching and men, kind of all over the place here, but it's a good listen, so check it out. This is the Marketing Mobster Show. I'm your host, Brian Jones. As a podcast host, I've interviewed some of the brightest minds in marketing and self-development. Now, I'm on a mission to inspire other men who dream to be the best versions of themselves. Follow me on my journey as I learn, apply, and share real marketing and life hacks from some of the most gangster marketers and influencers I know. Hacks that will make you feel better and make more money in your business as a result. Yes, I'm Brian Jones, and this is the Marketing Mobster Show. What's up, everybody? Brian Jones, the Marketing Mobster. I don't know why I did it like that. Kind of try to come up with like a New York accent or something. Kind of cross between New York and Boston. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's another episode. And I told you last episode I was going to talk to you about Fully Inspired Coaching, which is the new coaching coaching company that I'm launching. You know, my friend sent me a message. She said she was looking into a bunch of what different ailments mean. And I told her that I've had this nagging cough. And so she looked it up and she said that the cough represents the need to be heard by the world, which is kind of weird, you know. It's kind of true. Man, why else would I have a podcast? I want to be heard. The only bad thing about that is I keep coughing during the podcast. I'm trying to speak and I'm coughing. So anyway, it's kind of annoying. But anyways, Fully Inspired Coaching. I told you I was going to do the marketing on this episode. I was going to do the marketing, like how I'm going to market my business that I'm starting. It's a brand new coaching business. I've never coached anyone before. And I'm scared as hell, but you know what? It has to happen, because that's what happens when you step into your purpose and you step into your passion. You got to ride that energy, that even though it's a scary energy and you don't know what to expect, you got to ride it. So what I'm doing is everything that I've been learning and studying and marketing the past couple of years, the things that I know about crafting your sales message. Check, I got that. I know my sales message, you know. So now I got to go back and like, okay, so who do I want to serve? Who's my target customer? Who's my ideal client? Who is my perfect customer? And so I go back to the people who I want to serve, man. I want to serve guys. I want to serve men who are in their 30s. They got a couple kids. They're feeling stuck. Maybe their marriage is in trouble. Maybe they're in danger of just losing themselves, and they're living too much in their head. You know, there's these buzzwords, you know, mindset, hustle, grind, but that shit does not work. If you're living in your head, man, it's tough, because that's a lonely place, and your thoughts, your ego, everything is just designed to keep you safe. So what I'm wanting to coach guys, fathers, people who are feeling stuck in life, I want to teach them how to go from their head to their heart, right? And so when you go to your heart, you ride that fast energy. You ride that fast energy and you live from your heart. You're living from a place of love and acceptance. And it's a different game. Your life changes automatically. So that's what I have to offer. I know how to get people, because I've done it myself. You know, the shit that I've gone through in the past year and a half is crazy. It's not the worst. People have had it worse than me. I'm not trying to come out and say and sound like, you know, I've had it so bad, but no, it has been a challenging year and a half. And I've learned during this time how to go from staying inside my head. Tony Robbins even said, you stay inside your head, you're dead. And for me, somebody who basically my whole life has been telling myself false stories about not being good enough, not, you know, the things that I actually want and aspire to do, and, you know, I would talk myself out of it in an attempt to, sabotage. Because what happens when you open up your heart and say, hey, I want to do this, I want to, you know, take these big risks, well, you open your heart up for failure. And so what we do is we sabotage ourselves. So I really feel like I've gotten on a tangent there. I'm supposed to be talking about marketing. Learning how to market my business that I'm doing, and I'm documenting the journey. And as Russell Brunson would say in Expert Secrets, that's you're not going to, especially when you're starting a new business, especially something you've never done before, you're not going to be the best. And that's okay. You know, I know I'm not going to be the best coach, but I'm not banking on that. I'm banking on my uniqueness, because I have a gift of being able to bring out inspiration in others and boost them up and make them feel better about themselves. I know I have that gift. I'm good at that. People have told me I'm good at that, and I know in my heart I'm good at that. Now, what I'm going to do is provide my clients the value. And it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm going to be documenting the journey on my socials, Instagram, Brian_Jonesetti, and Facebook, you know, Brian Jones. You can just look me up. Or LinkedIn, Brian Jones. But it's something you're going to be interested in seeing, especially if you're wanting to learn how to grow a business online using different strategies. Like, I'm going to be doing that. I'm getting my customer. I got my customer. I know my customer's name. I know his income. I know he has two kids. I know that he has trouble with confidence. He has trouble telling himself positive stories. And he's living inside his head. And he desperately, desperately wants to move from his head, from a place of scarcity and a place of fear and a place of jealousy. And he wants to move to a place of abundance and joy and happiness. And I know how to do that because I've done it myself. And that's actually why I'm so freaking ecstatic and excited to get this company launched off the ground, because I know there's a lot of people that I can help. And, but yeah, it's really exciting. But knowing who your target audience is very important. Knowing their psychographics and demographics, you know, where are they hanging out? What are they doing in their spare time? All this stuff is a lot, because you have to get very, very specific. Not many people know that. I mean, they just kind of start a business and they just want to serve everybody. But if you serve everybody, you are serving nobody. So anyways, that was a little bit about the marketing that I wanted to talk about on this episode. I just really want to touch base, and you guys are freaking awesome. I got a couple of emails, and people are really digging the show. So I really appreciate the support, man. That's awesome. If you want to head over to coreconfidencebootcamp.com, my partner Franz and I have been working on the funnel, and that's another thing that I haven't even got to yet as far as the sales funnels. I definitely will be touching upon that here in the next few episodes, but there's a lot of things to do before the funnel, and I am very much in a beginning processing stage, so I'm not worried about the funnels yet. I actually have to come up with the offer, and I got to come up with the product, and there's a lot of things you got to do before the funnels. But anyway, head over to coreconfidencebootcamp.com if you're a guy who just wants to break through Maybe you're suffering from a social anxiety, or maybe you want to ask your boss for a raise, whatever the confidence issue that you're having is, head over to coreconfidencebootcamp.com. You're going to get access to a bunch of cool things that are going to help you out. Tons of bonuses, bunch of ebooks, bunch of audio files for meditation. And speaking of which, y'all, I'm on a roll tonight. Anyway, in the next couple of episodes, I promise, I'm going to talk about meditation and how it's helped change my life, man. It sounds cliche, man. I know it does, but it has really helped me change my life. And so if I can help you guys just be more calm and move from your head to your heart, I know I'll be doing a great job. So thanks so much for listening. All right, Pisons. Let me know, man. What's your favorite? This is Marketing Mobsters, and I'm going to do this. What's your favorite gangster movie? I want to know. Leave me a message. Shoot me a comment. I want to know your favorite mobster movie, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a survey. I think I know the answer to most people. Or I think I know the answer to this question. I think I know what movie is going to be like the number one, number two. I got a couple choices here. But anyway, I'm Brian Jones. I'm heading to bed. It's a little bit too late for me. My back hurts. So holla at you guys later. Peace.